Hey there, everyone, and welcome back to The Outer Rim. You're listening to episode number 76. I'm your host, Chris McGuffin. I have this week with me, Mike. Mike, how are you?
Hey, I'm ready to go. Unfortunately, hey. Lindsay is up at Emerald City Comic Con.
Yeah, I was just about to say that. I'm jealous.
Yeah, no, Emerald City is one of the cooler cons. Like, it's one of those ones I've always wanted to go to, so we're definitely going to have to grill her when she comes back.
Yeah, hopefully she can bring us back something, like, worthy of discussion.
Or just pictures, or, you know, something mm-hmm. nice from a booth.
Yeah. I've been following her Instagram feed, and she seems to be having a good time, and that's what matters.
That is what matters.
So, well, it's kind of a good thing that she's not here this week, because we really don't have a lot to talk about. So she picked a really good a week to miss.
It's almost as if she knew.
Yeah. They knew that Lindsay wouldn't be here, so they just didn't decide to really announce anything major. Well, kind of major, but.
Well, you know, speaking of cons, next month is Star Wars Celebration, and we just want to continue to promote the Drowning in Moonlight Gala that's going to be over at the Rosen Center Hotel on Thursday, April 13th from 7:30 to 10:30. Tickets are $40. They are still available, and all the proceeds go to the Midnight Mission. So you can go to drowninginmoonlight.com for more info.
You know, I'm sitting here looking at the website, and mm-hmm. I kind of want to know if there is a... I'm trying to see if there's like a deadline to purchase tickets, or if you can just do it like the day of.
That is a good question.
I'm not sure.
One we will hopefully get the answer for.
Yes. All right. So top story this week is something that you guys will probably talk about on Ghost Stories because it pertains to you.
Yes.
Star Wars Rebels got renewed for season 4.
I told you. I knew this was going to happen. I half couldn't spill the beans, and I half needed just a little bit more confirmation. Like, I knew this was going to happen. I'm surprised it got announced a little early. I felt like they were holding this for Celebration. But now it almost seems like we're definitely going to get a season 4 trailer reel at Celebration.
Yeah. You know, speaking of that, they did say in the article that fans can look forward to more details and an announcement about the exciting fourth season of Star Wars Rebels during Star Wars Celebration in Orlando this April.
See, there we go.
So I'm sure that the Star Wars Rebels panel will be one for...
That'll definitely be the one to hit.
Yeah,
I think.
It'll probably, if it's like the one Anaheim, then you won't be able to get in unless you line up like 3 hours early. So I probably won't get to go. There'll probably be something else more interesting to me than that.
Well, hopefully Lindsay gets in line.
Yes. You know, that also means that Ghost Stories gets renewed for a second.
That is true. So Ghost Stories is going to come back for a second season.
Yes.
Which is good. I love doing that show. I love Star Wars Rebels. I love talking about Star Wars Rebels. And I just, it's continuously, to me, the best part of Star Wars right now.
Hmm.
Like, I just, everything they're doing on the show is like, they're expanding the mythos in new and creative ways. And I'm so hungry for info. I want to know how it all connects. Like, I want to know how the Bendu fits in with like the mother, the father, the son and daughter, like from Clone Wars. Mm-hmm. Like, how does he fit in with them? And then you have the different aspect of the Force that the Lasats believe in. And then you have like the Night Sisters, and is the Force one thing for everybody and everybody views it differently, or are there literally different forces mm-hmm. in the galaxy? I don't think we're going to get those answers in Rebels, but these are the kind of questions that the Rebels team has made me ask.
Yeah. I've actually been kind of taking a break from Rebels recently. I know when they went on that little hiatus, I guess for the winter season, I never really went back and started watching it when it, you know, came back on. And I did see the episode centered around Sabine. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to give spoilers away just in case people aren't caught up with it. And I know it was just like 2 weeks ago, so people probably have already seen it, but you know, just in case they haven't, I won't say what happens in it. But I'll admit I'm not too fond of the way that the show is going in that regard. I'll hold my breath until we see what happens in the rest of the season, because we still have a lot to get through. But I don't know. I'm just a little... I'm not tired of Rebels by any means. I just don't know where the story is going. And based on the very, very, very little I've seen so far, I don't know how much I will enjoy it going forward. But I'm hoping that changes. And I'm surprised if it changes by the end of the season, because I know with season two, we had the Ahsoka versus Vader thing, and I wasn't, I mean, I always liked Rebels. I've never really had a problem with it, even in the first season, but I do hope that it repeats the way season two did, in that it gets better at the end.
It's definitely building up to something. They're laying we're kind of in the end game right now for season three. So, you know, Thrawn's kind of laying his pieces out. And in tonight's episode, we're recording on Saturday the 4th. They're laying more foundation for the beginnings of the rebellion, mm-hmm. or the formal rebellion, not just the cells anymore. So I think by the end of the season, we're definitely going to have our full-fledged rebellion and, you know, some bigger things for the galaxy.
Yeah. Now, how close is Rebels right now to Rogue One?
About 2 years out.
Okay.
So
I wonder if next season will be 1 year and it will kind of lead up more towards Rogue One, and then that'll be the final season.
I mean, that's the thinking of it. There's the biggest rumor right now is that the end of Rebels will line up with the Battle of Scarif. Because we know we saw the Ghost there, so we know at least the Ghost and Chopper survive, and Hera, because she got her name call. So, but we don't know anything about any of the other characters.
Yeah.
So, who knows? Mm-hmm. You know, we've just got to get to that point.
Yeah. Do you expect we'll see any more Rogue One characters appear in Rebels?
My money is yes. I think if not this season, I think next season mm-hmm. we're going to I'm pretty sure we're going to get Saw back at some point.
Mm-hmm.
Rebels is the perfect venue to show the kind of separation between him and the rebellion that they mentioned in Rogue One.
Mm-hmm.
We got hints of it in Ghost of Geonosis, but we don't see it yet.
Yeah.
So I think Rebels would be the perfect opportunity to show that. I also think we're going to get Cassian, and maybe you can't have Cassian without K2.
Yeah, that would be great.
You know, and K2 with Chopper, beautiful.
that is like a marriage that is waiting to happen.
And AP5 just to be there too. Like, Oh God, that would be the best team up ever. But I mean, because we know that Cassian is a fulcrum.
Mm-hmm.
So, it would make sense, especially with the larger rebellion, like he would have access now to the Phoenix crew.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I definitely think at least those characters, I think we will see. Like, I don't think Bodhi doesn't have any reason to show up. Baze and Shirrit don't really have a reason to be there.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think we'll go to Jeddah.
Probably not, no.
But I think Cassian and K2 are your two money ones that we'll definitely get. And then Saw's just a given.
Yeah. Especially since they announced that book, that post-Rogue One book about the Empire hunting down the rest of Saw's rebellion, I guess you could call it.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, there's more stories to tell here.
Yep. So, you know, speaking of Rebels and Thrawn, Del Rey announced that there is another third variant to Star Wars Thrawn that is coming out. I think it comes out in April. Is that right?
That's what I've been hearing.
April? Okay. So, of course, there's the regular edition, and then there's the Barnes & Noble edition, all with different covers, and then the Barnes & Noble version has a poster, I think. But there will be a Celebration edition, and it will be exclusively sold at the con. It will be very limited, available for $35 at the Del Rey booth, which is number 2522. It will be available until sold out, so not sure if it'll be like a first come, first serve on the first day type thing, or if they will just like spread out books or, you know, have a certain allotment each day. I kind of think that would be a little bit more fair for people that can't go on Thursday.
That's typically what they do now at the Del Rey booth. From what I've seen is they'll release so many on each day. And if you show up too late, you know, just come back tomorrow.
Yeah. The edition will also have an extra special gift that's yet to be announced. So who knows what that'll be. Maybe like an excerpt of another novel. I don't know.
I mean, I don't know. If it's going to be a Celebration edition, it's got to be like a pin or something.
Yeah.
That's my thinking.
That's a good point.
Or even just an extra booklet that talks about, like, the legacy of Thrawn.
Mm-hmm. That would be interesting. Maybe maybe they could, like, have some kind of short story in the Legends universe, Mike. How about that?
No, I mean, just kind of showing off, like, where he came from. I'm curious. This book's going to talk about, like, his past and stuff. Mm-hmm. I've always liked his Chiss name, and so I kind of hope that comes back. Do you know? Have you ever heard his Chiss name?
No.
It's Mithran Urudu. That, and so Thrawn is the middle section.
Oh, okay, that makes sense.
And so that's how Chiss names are. Like they're divided. They're divided up by apostrophes.
Oh, okay.
So you have like you have the beginning, you have the middle, which is like the accent part, and then you have the ending. So when I played a Chiss character in Star Wars: The Old Republic, like I played on a role playing server, so I wanted to kind of like I'm like okay, my character's a Chiss. Like, how can I do that? And so I came up with like my own because I was inspired by Thrawn's Chiss name.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah, it's cool. So I'm kind of hoping that's something that's brought over to canon, because right now he is just named Thrawn.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I don't know, because I was really excited for Catalyst, and even though I'm a little bit more excited for this book than I was Catalyst, that one kind of, you know, hurt my expectations of this one, just because it disappointed me. Like, I didn't even finish it just because I thought it was so boring. And I know this is Timothy Zahn, so I have hope that, you know, maybe one of these days I'll get around to actually reading a Star Wars novel when it comes out.
I mean, yeah, I mean, I'm not one to talk. Like, I don't read a lot of the books. And it's mostly just a time thing. It's not for lack of trying. Like, I really do try. But I do get a lot of my information from, you know, just talking to other people and also like reading recaps and character bios on Wikipedia.
Yeah.
Which today, March 4th, is celebrating its 12th birthday. So I just wanted to give a little shout out to the crew over there. They do a fine job taking care of those pages and giving me all the knowledge.
Yeah, especially when Canon and Legends broke up.
That was
a mess.
The fact that they went through and divided it.
Yeah. That's dedication.
And you can and so that you can go back and forth and access all of that material. Like those guys do such good work. And I mean they definitely are I mean, I don't think they're unappreciated, but I think, you know, we could appreciate them a little bit more.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
So My hat is off to you guys, Wikipedia.
So we did have one more piece of news this week. Variety broke a story that not really a lot of people are talking about, and I kind of don't blame them, that Michael K. Williams, who was the star in The Wire, is in final talks to join the upcoming Han Solo spinoff movie. And, again, don't really see the big deal about this. I mean, it's a new actor, so that's good.
Well, this kind of goes back to what I was saying last week about how it was a bunch of white guys, Chewbacca and Lando.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, this is adding some more diversity to that cast.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he's not a named character, so we don't know. We don't really have any insight to what he's doing, who he's playing, or anything.
Yeah.
Like, he could be an alien. But it's cool. And I personally, I didn't watch The Wire, so the only thing I really recognized him from was The Road,
mm-hmm.
which is a fantastic movie. But he was only in that for like 5 minutes, so I don't get a whole lot of like, I don't get a whole lot of him as an actor. But I'm curious to see where this goes. Like, he's, you know, he's in his 50s, so the range of character he could be playing is, you know, like 30s to 50s.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm interested. Like, and if they go kind of the cheap route, he could be related to Lando in some way. Like,
yeah.
Or, like I said, he could be an alien, just play someone else.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm curious. You know, I want to know who he is going to play.
Mm-hmm. And I think this, too, you mentioned the diversity aspect. I think this goes back to what I said last week about how people need to just stop complaining for a minute and wait until the rest of the cast members are announced.
No, exactly. Exactly. Because we did this with Force Awakens. People were complaining that there wasn't enough diversity on the cast, like there weren't enough women. And, you know, J.J. Abrams was like, hold on, we're not done yet. This is just the big stuff.
Exactly.
And then we got Gwendolyn Christie and Lupita Nyong'o.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're not dumb. It's just everyone needs to kind of, you know, chill.
Yeah.
You know, once filming's wrapped and we don't have a full cast list, then let's complain.
Exactly. Yeah, so. That's... I won't get into that right now, but yes, just you said it perfectly. You said it perfectly. So now I don't have to.
There you go. So you can direct all of that anger or love, mostly love, to me.
Yes,
please.
And you know, if there is any anger, technically, according to random chatter policy, we can all blame it on Lindsay because she's not here.
That's true. However, she is on a work assignment, so
that is
by. That means it defaults back to Eric.
That is, yes, exactly. So if you have any anger, email Eric at randomchatter.com.
There you go.
There you go.
And speaking of love, we got a review
mm-hmm.
on iTunes. Unfortunately, this one came back in February and we missed it because there is a weird feed thing where there are two Outer Rim feeds in iTunes.
Yeah.
So leave reviews on either one. We will read them. We just have to remember to check both of them.
Mm-hmm.
But Lilo1612 wrote, Random Chatter's new Star Wars news show with some great hosts and insightful discussion. So just a nice, cute little review. We really appreciate that, Lilo.
And what was the star rating?
It was 5 stars.
There you go. Even better. Yeah.
So, Chris, I think that is just about all the Star Wars news we've got this week.
Yeah. It's a really quiet news week.
It's the calm before the storm, I'm telling you.
Yeah. I will say that today I got my flight in order for Star Wars Celebration, so everything is a go.
There you go.
So I'm getting really amped up for that.
So I unfortunately forgot to turn off my Google Flights alerts, so they are still letting me know.
Oh, you know, speaking of Celebration, on Echo Base, we are doing a kind of like a celebration preview series of episodes where we talk about, you know, tips and tricks and what to expect from the con and, you know, stuff like that. And Mike, since you're not on Echo Base and since we have a little bit of time here, for people who listen to both Outer Rim and Echo Base, what would you like to tell people who are going to Celebration, you know, advice, especially the first timers, because I'm sure there's a lot of those. So what do you have to say about, you know, ways to prepare, what to expect, advice for when you're there, how to get there, etc.?
Try not to get overwhelmed. You're going to get overwhelmed. You're going to want to see everything. Unfortunately, you're not going to see everything.
Mm-hmm.
So whenever I go to attack a con, you have to plan it out. So they release the schedule usually within a week or two in advance. You know, read that thing as if it were the Bible. You know, just that way you can plan out your attack. Also, bring food, bring water, wear comfy shoes.
Yes. What about panels? Any advice for panels?
In panels, I mean, it really depends on how they're run. Different companies that run different conventions do their panels differently. Some clear them out after every panel. Some will let you camp out in a panel room the entire day so that you can see the one that you want. So it really depends on how ReadPop handles theirs.
Mm-hmm.
So I personally haven't been to a ReadPop convention since Star Wars Celebration was out here, but I didn't see any panels then. So I can't speak from experience how they run it.
Mm-hmm.
But that would be my thing, is find out if they're going to be clearing out the rooms between panels. If they aren't, you might want to allow yourself an hour or two earlier. This is Star Wars Celebration. It is one of the bigger cons.
Yeah.
So there's going to be people that want to see the big name events, like, you know, the Star Wars Rebels panel and that Last Jedi, whatever they're doing for that. But mainly the Star Wars Rebels panel is the one you want to.
Mm-hmm.
Is the one. Not biased at all or anything.
I know that I think in Anaheim, I want to say they cleared the rooms. They definitely did for the main stage.
Mm.
And they may
But I know they were letting everybody digital. Camp out overnight.
Yeah, they did that. I know that's for a fact. And they probably will at Orlando too. I'm not sure, cuz they said they will do ticketing and queuing and all that stuff that'll be announced later. So, well, anything else that you can think of to tell people?
No, that is about it, other than where they can find us. So, Chris, take it away.
All right. So, if you like what you hear, you can let us know. We have our email. It's outerrim@randomchatter.com. That goes to me, Mike, and Lindsay, so we will definitely see it. You can also check us out on social media. We have our Facebook, which is facebook.com/randomchatternetwork. We have the Twitter. It's @OuterRimPodcast. The network Twitter is @RandomChatter. My Twitter is @TheCurseOfChris. Lindsay's Twitter is @BettyBloodshed. That is BETTIE Bloodshed. And Mike, what is your Twitter?
You can follow me on Twitter @It'sTheRocketeer. That's ITS The Rocketeer. We are also part of the Random Chatter Network, so please go to randomchatter.com where you can check out all of the different shows that we do here. Chris is on, you're on the main show, Random Chatter, and Echo Base. Mm-hmm. I am also on the Retro Convo, and as we mentioned, Ghost Stories with Lindsay, who does that show with me. But there's a ton of other shows on the network as well that cover a bunch of TV shows. The Expanse, which is great, I hear.
Yes, it is wonderful. Listen to Crash Couch if you're watching.
So definitely listen to Crash Couch. We also have Green Justice, Scarlet Velocity, and Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Case Files. But there are also a ton of other book reviews and other TV show reviews as well on the website that are written. So please go to randomchatter.com to check that out. And if you like what they hear, consider donating to us on Patreon. It's only $1 a month, but we do appreciate it. All those funds go to helping us grow the network. And it gets you access to our Slack channel where we all tend to hang out and get show ideas from everybody and basically just talk about whatever.
Yep. That is a really good way to put that.
Yeah, I mean, I like to hang out in the gaming one the most, and then, you know, just kind of give Lou and Eric guff about whatever game they're playing.
Yeah.
But the general chat seems to be kind of your anything. But if you want to talk about a specific TV show, you can just make a channel for it, and then people kind of float in.
Yep. And as Mike said, that is only $1 a month to get into that Slack channel. So more information for that, patreon.com/randomchatter. I do want to make a little plug for my new show that I released this past week. It's called Chasing Fandom. And I'm not going to go into explaining what it is, but I will say that the first episode featured me and Paul Herman. We talked comic books, music, Star Wars for a good hour.
You mean Paul Herman of Marvel Movie News?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. Talk about a big score. yes, so you can find that at also randomchatter.com. All right, Mike, well, I think that's going to do it for this really short episode of The Outer Rim. I think I'm looking here at our call, and it's at 39 minutes, but this episode's probably more close to a half hour, which that might be a record for shortest episode.
Hey, sometimes you got to keep it nice and tight.
Exactly. All right, everyone. Well, that's going to do it for this week. We will see you next time.
This podcast is copyright to randomchatter.com and is not affiliated with Lucasfilm or Disney. All music and sounds are copyright to their respective owners.